I didn't know you were gonna pull that on us.
Yeah, see, we can roll with the punches here.
I didn't bring it. No, I didn't. My banjo chops are pretty far in the cellar. I'd have to work a good, I don't know,
he's gonna,
6 months.
He's gonna be
but I'm going to do that. I'm going to be doing that. I'm slowly working my banjo chops up to an acceptable, you know, something. When I don't make myself sick anymore. Well, the David is unique. I mean, there's no you can't compare him with anything.
Same with this guy.
Yeah, it's a unique experience.
We have a good time.
Yeah, we have a good time. That's the real root of it. The root.
I mean, we have good times doing the other things we do, I'm sure, but
yeah.
And you know, it's just another.
This is another good time. This is a good time. We sort of spur each other on in interesting ways and something like that. Yeah. We don't know any actual children.
Well, I've got one in the house. And we did some test marketing. I mean, he did some test marketing on the material. He'd be humming them or... I did play the tapes for as we were making it for kids, and actually did formulate some opinions about some tunes. Oh yeah, they do that stuff. Yeah. See, kids are people. That's the thing we discovered.
What?
You know?
What?
Well, they like the same kind of music that I don't think there has to be something that's specially watered down for kids.
Nah.
Or, you know, I mean, we did some simpler tunes that are associated with kids, but I think, you know.
We aimed them at the same place we aim all music. I mean,
right.
You know, we didn't aim them at kids. We didn't play down to them because they're kids. And we didn't play the songs, you know, somehow less well or something. We played them as well as we could.
We dug them.
Yeah, we dug them.
We're not kids.
Yeah, that was our test. Our test was, could we handle them?
Well, the notes, the booklet to the album, you know, sort of mentions that. It's about bootlegging.
I thought it was about popcorn.
Well.
Well, there you go. Just to show you. Popcorn? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, that was fun. That was
our spoken word. We thought it'd be good to have some kind of spoken word thing, and we went through various concepts and reading things from various places, and that seemed to be fit in with a lot of the other material.
The thing about that is that there are dozens and dozens of those gags that go along with that routine, and it's one of those things that every once in a while now I'll be doing something. And all of a sudden, two or three more of those gags will fall into my head. I'll go, oh, God, we should have done those. And it's like one of those things that's a piece of source material that I guess it's an old minstrel show routine or a medicine show routine or one of those snake oil deal or something like that.
Yeah, we have a special offer on snake oil.
As a matter of fact, if any of you folks might be interested, we... just so happens that we inherited the recipe from David's great-grandmother, who is, of course...
The little girl in the dreadful snake oil.
Right. Yeah, I'll
right.
say.
Henny right. Youngman, too, you know.
Yeah, right. Everybody.
Actually, you know, you might not think those are too funny because, you know, they're not dirty or anything, but I was playing the tape for our cab driver from the airport, and he laughed.
In spite of his inability to understand a word
right,
of English.
Right, he couldn't speak English.
But... Yeah. Great song. Good old. Yeah, I fell in love with that style of guitar playing the first time I heard that record. And, you know, I just, it was one of those things. For me, it was an early influence. It was one of those things where I heard it and I love to be able to make that sound. I just want to be able to make that sound. And it's sort of, you know, it's anyway, it's a great song. You had to put something there by Elizabeth Cotton. At least one more. Probably many more. Yeah, it's kind of an ongoing deal. Sort of, yeah.
Well, we live nearby.
Yeah,
and
we're close enough to each other where it's really easy to do. And it's fun too. So it's one of those things that it's
plus, it's not just
yeah.
one style. I mean, we
Right.
can do like bluegrass type things or
Right.
traditional folks music, but we also like playing, you know, jazz instrumentals.
All kinds of things.
Well,
Right. I won't touch that. I ain't going near that one.
we haven't played with orchestras. I don't
Not
think
very much,
Jerry's
yeah.
about to do
Yeah,
that.
I'm about to break into that world, but that's one of the things we haven't done. Well, I don't, I nowhere right in the, I mean, but I'm doing this thing with a local symphony orchestra. But what really is, what it boils down to is I'm getting some things written. David's writing one of them, some like about maybe six or seven or eight pieces that are will be short pieces for me and an orchestra, a symphony orchestra, and they'll all be different stylistically. I mean, and I'm not sure how they're gonna what they're gonna be like, or but that's the format and the idea is that I want to be able to play with the symphony orchestra. That's and actually the conductor of the symphony, the Redwood Symphony down the peninsula in San Francisco, asked me if I'd be interested in doing some collaboration of some kind. I got thinking about it for a while. I thought, well, this would be an interesting thing to do. So it's gained momentum. It's now in the stage of the various composers who are involved are, I guess, starting working on pieces. There'd be short pieces like, you know, five to seven, 8 minutes long, that something along those lines. But I'd like to be able to have build up a repertoire of these things so I could do them with orchestras anywhere in the world. You know, it'd be fun to do, and that's what that's about. Well, I don't know whether I'm going to have white tie and tails or not, or I suppose if I really
Well,
had
actually,
to.
everyone in the audience in the orchestra is going to be given black t-shirts and
Right, absolutely. And yeah,
sweatpants.
right. Absolutely. Yeah, it's formal enough.
Right, yeah, he played his belly on one tune and body parts. Well, you have to
lots of
choose the right
sandwiches.
guy. See,
Yeah, right.
Joe Craven, who plays some percussion on, he was too skinny for that tune, you know. You need a larger belly, you know. Or you could, you know, you can tune it. Yeah, you can tune it with a six pack, or you know, lunch at the Carnegie Deli is always good, you know.
Why,
Sure.
sure.
Maybe we should play the tune we
That
prepared.
we prepared, yeah. My
We'll
God.
probably screw it all up. It's one of those kids' tunes. In fact, it's the first tune we recorded for this album, and it's the first tune that's on the album. It's called Jenny Jenkins.